Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Amen. My name is Blake Barnes. I'm the pastor of Talladega Springs First Baptist Church in Sylacauga, Alabama. And I am at a little, we got a little, I'm only used to preaching to about 10 people, so it's rough. Amen. It's a blessing to be here, and I am a little bit at a disadvantage because I am from Alabama. So I don't speak with all the syllables like the brother. I don't speak with all the letters of the alphabet. So y'all have to bear with me about that. But it is a blessing to be here. And if you would look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1. The Bible says, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, it is appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine." It says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of evangelists, take full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight, I finished my course, I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, not to me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearing." As I was thinking about the theme, thinking about the importance of faithful service, I got to looking over here, and I got to thinking about Paul, and I got to thinking about Timothy, how Timothy served up under Paul there for a long time until he went on to be a preacher and pastor a church down there in Ephesus. And I was thinking about his faithfulness, and then I got hung up on this one word here in verse 2, this command that he gave him. He said there, "Preach the word." He said, "Be instant, be instant." And you say, "Well, what's the deal with instant? Well, you know, what does that mean? What does it mean to be instant?" Well, so the definition of instant is pressing, immediate, without intervening time, quick, making no delay, present. And I got to thinking to myself, I thought, that's a command. It's not a suggestion. And I thought, you know, that word means to be ready. It means to be prepared. It means to be faithful. Amen. And in my mind's eye, I get to thinking, you know, if you are instant, you're faithful. Amen? And so we ought to seek to be instant. And so the cool thing about the Bible is Paul tells Timothy to be instant, and he gives him some reasons why. He tells us in the passage why to be instant. And so I want to give you those three things real quick. You know, when I was 20 years old, 10 minutes would be cool. But now I'm 37, and it's hard to shut up sometimes. Amen? Notice right here with me, verse 2, the Bible says to preach the word. He told him, he said, "Why can I be instant? Because of preaching." Amen? Because of preaching. I need preaching. Amen? I mean, I love coming to this meeting because it is so good for me. I have learned so much about myself today and yesterday that I didn't know. Amen? I realize that I'm not as faithful of a servant as I ought to be. Amen? And I'm thankful for the preaching. I need the preaching. People don't preach like this anymore. I mean, usually you get about 50 minutes of singing, and then you get a preacher. But this is preaching, 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 preaching. I love it. Amen. And I'm thankful to God for it. The Bible says that for after that, in the wisdom of God, it said, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. We need preaching. And if you know, I'd like to remind you that preaching makes our faith grow. Amen. I've been pastor now 3.5 years, and I realize now as I've come along that my people are not going to grow unless I grow. Amen. And that's everywhere. Amen. I'm supposed to be a funnel for them. Amen. So that's what we need. We need preaching. Preaching, the necessity of preaching. Amen. I need it. And, you know, not just the necessity, but it's also the negativity towards it. Amen. I need to be instant because, and faithful because there's a negativity toward the Word of God. It says there, it said, "The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." Yeah. Amen. We're there. Amen. And that's the thing. And the thing I've found out is it says there that they will not endure sound doctrine. And some people can't stand preaching. They just can't. Some people can't stand it. Bible says in Acts 5:33, when they heard that they were cut to the heart. So there's times that the Word of God will cut you to the heart, and there's times that people just can't stand it. And some people twist it for their own benefit. Amen. A guy wrote us a letter one time and sent it to us through the church, and it was about how there was no Trinity, you know. And you know what that happened? You know what happened then? Impromptu lesson on the Trinity. Amen? Because I ain't about to do that. We're about to. You take that piece of paper and you go through it and you mark out everything that's wrong. Amen? And you say, hey, this guy's wrong. Amen? So praise the Lord for that. But the thing about it is God told Ezekiel in chapter 2, verse 5, he said, and whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, he said, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall they know that there had been a prophet among you. Amen? We can be instant and faithful because of preaching. Amen? But not only that, but you notice there in verse number 5, because of the perspective. Amen? Because of the perspective. He said there, but watch thou in all things. Amen? Watch thou in all things. If Paul told Timothy, you need to pay attention to you. Amen? Focus on yourself. Amen? And so what kind of testimony am I being? What kind of testimony are we being? That's what we got to be. Amen? Over the years, I've come to realize that it's better just to be you. Amen? Me and Brother Jarrett, me and Brother Pilkington was together one time years ago. I don't even know if he remembers this, but we used to do popcorn preaching, kind of similar to this. Amen? And I had to preach, and there was a real famous preacher, Brother Danny Chappell, preached the message, "What manner of man is this?" And that was a great message, and I was going to preach that message. And he said, "Won't you preach it for me?" And I said, "Okay." So I preached it for him one night, and he said, "Well, that's a good message." He said, "You know, I've heard Brother Danny preach it for years." He said, "But I want to hear you preach it." I said, "What do you mean?" He's like, "You're preaching it like him." I was over there trying to act like him. Amen. And I was trying to do this voice. You know, he talks real deep there. And he said, "I've heard him preach. I want to hear you preach." I'm not Danny Chappell. I'm not these guys. I'm Blake Barnes. Amen. And you are who you are, and that's who you just need to be. Amen. And so the Bible says make full proof of your ministry. Amen. The proof is in the pudding. I like pudding. Amen. And it involves testing. That's what he told Timothy. Endure afflictions because you're going to go through some things. I've went through some things this year. I ain't got enough time to go into that, but I was looking at being blind in one of my eyes, and I thank God he fixed it. But you go through some things. Amen. But not only, and then you have to focus on your example, but you also need to focus on other people's example. And I look across this pulpit because Paul told Timothy, "I'm ready. I'm ready to be offered." And I thank God for good examples. Amen. I look across this place and I thank God for your example. It helps me. I need it because I'm nothing. Amen. It's a pattern to follow. He said, "I finished my course." And then lastly, I want to give you this. We ought to be faithful, not just because of the perspective, but also because of the prize. Amen? He said there, henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. He was looking forward to the anticipation of reward, and he was looking forward to the adoration of getting to see the Lord. Amen? There was a boy that was born blind, and he had never seen, but it was a rare disease. And so his mother wanted to do something about it. She tried to tell him what stuff looked like and everything. And she tried to tell him what stuff looked like and what the birds looked like in the sky and everything. And then so that said that thankfully, like as the time went on, she found out there was a doctor who had a special treatment that could help this boy see. So she took him down there, did the surgery. Success, you know, and so he took some bandages, put it around his eyes, 30 bandages, said, "Look, this is the thing with the procedure. He ain't never saw before. He ain't never seen anything, and it's going to be rough to him, all that light." He said, go take him home, and every day take off a bandage. And so she did what he said and said, "When it gets down to that last bandage," he said, "I want you to call me. I want to be there." So they did it. Every day took a bandage off, got down to that last bandage. That boy rolled that boy outside. It was a beautiful day. And said that they took that last bandage off his face. He looked around. And he said, "Oh, my. Oh, my mama. I ain't never seen something so beautiful. It's more better than I could have ever imagined." And he said, "Mama, the trees and the birds and the sky, it's so beautiful." But he said, "Mama, show me the man that opened my eyes. Show me the man that opened my eyes." And I thank God. Listen to me. One of these days, man, I'm trying my best to get through this thing. I'm trying my best to be faithful. I don't always as faithful as I ought to be. But one of these days, I'm going to take that last bandage off these eyes, and I'm going to see my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, why can I be faithful? Why can I stand? Why can I be instant? I'm going to get to see Him. Amen. Appreciate that. Amen.